Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Jadigadara Gaza Gorbhakta Vindigi Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Govinda Shyama Kundarada Kadi Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadab Dham Ki Jai Gangjumana Tulsi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Anani Gauri Vaishnava Vrindigi Jai Samavetta Bhakta Vrindigi Jai Gopremanandi All glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to Sri Guru Ji Granga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Namo Vishvadaya Krishna Vishnu Buddhadeva Shrimati Bhakta Vedanta Swami Nityanamane Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharesha Tarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sri Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pray from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 7, Verse 13. Yaparamasyam dishanam.
Yaparamasyam dishanam.
Aditeshana panchana.
Aditeshana panchana.
Pratyutishted iti bruyur. Namantena param vidu.
Namantena param vidu.
Ya parmeshtyam dishanam.
Ya parmeshtyam dishanam. Should rise, iti thus, guru, those who say dharma, codes of religion, they not, param, higher, vidu, no. Translation: if a person says, one who is situated on the throne, on the exalted throne of a king, should not stand up to show respect to another king or brahmana, it is to be understood that he does not know superior religious principles. Unfortunately, Vishnu Jagavati Thakur says in this regard that when a president or king is sitting on his throne, he does not need to show respect to anyone who comes within his assembly, but he must show respect to superiors, that is, spiritual master, Brahmanas, and Vaishnavas. There are many examples of how he should act. When Lord Krishna was sitting on his throne and Narada unfortunately entered his assembly, even Lord Krishna immediately stood up with his officers and ministers to offer respectful obeisances to Narada. Narada knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, and Krishna knew that Narada was his devotee. But although Krishna is the Supreme Lord and Narada is the Lord's devotee, the Lord observed the religious etiquette. Since Narada was a brahmacharya, a brahmana, and an exalted devotee, even Krishna, while acting as a king, offered his respectful obeisances unto Narada. Such is the conduct which is born in Vedic civilization. A civilization in which the people do not know how the representative Narada and Krishna should be respected, how society should be formed, or how one should advance in Krishna consciousness. A society concerned only with manufacturing new cars and skyscrapers every year and then breaking them to pieces and making new ones may be technologically advanced, but it is not a human civilization. A human civilization is advanced when its people follow the Chaturvarna system, a system of four orders of life. There must be ideal first-class men to act as advisors, second-class men to act as administrators, third-class men to produce food and protect cows, and fourth-class men who obey the three higher classes of society. One who does not follow the standard system of society should be considered a third-class man. The society without Vedic laws and regulations will not be very helpful to humanity. As stated in this verse, dharmante na param vidu, such a society does not know the aim of life and the highest principles of religion. Translation: a person says, one who is situated on the exalted throne of a king should not stand up to show respect to another king or a brahmana. It is beyond the city to not know the superior religious principles. So, the king usually is respected by the citizens and the ministers and everyone else. Of course, if there's another king who's powerful, what should he do? The other king will also say, you should respect me. So there may be a little conflict there when there are kings and other kings. However, in most cases, one will not meet so much kings, one will meet inferior people, and therefore everyone is expected to respect the king. So this is a common principle in many countries, to respect the king or the leader, etc. And Krishna, of course, also says that one should respect the Kshatriya leaders, and whatever the leader does, everyone follows. So there's general respect given to the king. Of course, we also know there's other types of respect given. The children respect the parents. That's a common principle also. In society, it is that one should respect the guest in the house and worship the guest as Narayana. So this is another principle, to welcome the guest in the house. And of course, respect has to be given to Brahmana by the lower castes. So there are all types of different respect to be shown by different classes of people. The only problem comes is how to categorize these different types of respect. Should the king respect the Brahmana, or should the king respect the guest, or should the common people respect the guest or the saintly person, and how much respect they should give to each. So there is a matter of hierarchy of who gets the most respect also by different types of people under different circumstances. So that is also delineated in the scriptures. So though certain personalities are to be respected, this does not mean that they don't give respect to anybody else, because there may be higher persons than them, and then they have to give respect there also. So, one should even respect a village leader or some person like that. One should respect a wealthy person. There's different types of respect on a very low level. There's also respect due to age. Any elder person gets respect. And then there's respect by family relationships, whatever. So those are common things on a, let's say, a little lower level. And then we have the lower caste respect the higher castes. Mm-hmm. That's a general principle. And everybody respects the king. The head of the kshatriyas, everyone has to respect him and pay taxes and whatever. But higher than that, of course, is these are material respect. You respect him because he has power, respect him because he has money, respect him because he has age. These are all material things. So, then we respect, now of course we respect, we should respect a Brahmin because he should have higher qualities. In other words, predominance of sattva, so therefore he should be respected more than kshatriya because kshatriyas have more rajagun. So based on quality, we have to respect a person also. So if a person is actually a Brahmana, he should be given respect by people who are lesser in nirgunas, that is the other varnas. Then there is respect due to ashrama. So though we have a sequence of brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas, that is not exactly the hierarchy followed, because the grihasthas have to respect all the ashramas, or the other ashramas. So the grihasthas have to respect the brahmachari and feed him if he comes to the house, or the vanaprastha, they should offer food, or the sannyasi. So in that sense, the grihastha is the lowest, and everyone else is higher in terms of ashrama. So that is another type of respect. So apart from the ashram respect, of course, then we have grihastha, what do? So then we have these things like age and money and position and power, etc. Kings get more respect than others, etc. So we have those type of principles to follow. However, the greatest respect is given to the person with the most spiritual advancement. That is the highest principle of all. And so the other things must follow after that. So no matter what position one has, as a king or in sattva-guna or as a brahman or whatever, one has to respect the person who has the greatest amount of spiritual knowledge and realization. So therefore we see when Sukadev came into the assembly where Parikshit was sitting with all the sages and the kings and everyone else, and they were all giving advice on what he should do. He was not senior, he was junior. He was very young. And then we have great sages like Narada and Vasishta and everybody else there also who are very senior and well-known and aged, very old also. So in that sense, not. And we have great kings there as well, political leaders, all sorts of people, great personalities. But everyone respected Sukadev, even though he was young and unknown, and he was not dressed properly. He had no clothes, actually. And he was mocked by the children and the women, etc., as a madman or whatever. But he got the most respect because of his spiritual advancement. So that is proper recognition. So among human beings, then we have to respect the persons with spiritual advancement. Of course, we have to respect the Supreme Lord the most of all. So if the Supreme Lord comes, then one has to respect. Now, due to the influence of pride and money and power, etc., people tend to get blinded to this type of respect, proper respect. And therefore, here we see Indra does not give respect to his guru, Brihaspati. And we'll see in the Bhagavatam the story of Ramaharshan did not respect Balaram, did not get up. Of course, we could say, well, Balaram's only a kshatriya, and he's a sage sitting on the Vyasa Sun giving lectures, so why should you respect Balaram, who's a kshatriya? But Balaram's Supreme Lord, so that's a higher principle still. So he has to respect. Of course, we see opposite also, Krishna's Supreme Lord, he respects Narada, who's a jiva. Because of this particular position, Krishna being playing the role of a king, therefore he respects. But of course, we know that Narada also worships Krishna. So, in any case, as far as human beings are concerned, the great respect is given to the devotees of the Lord. Of course, we have different types of realization. We'll have the Brahmavadis and Mayavadis and so many other personalities who are involved in spiritual life. But it is the Vaishnava who is considered to be the topmost of all. So he has to be given the respect by all persons of all ashrams and all varnas and any position, any age, etc. That is the highest principle of all. So, as I said, the position of material positions, people sometimes are an obstacle in this way. We see here Indra as an obstacle because of his particular position and power, etc. He does not offer respect to Brihaspati. This is a little bit conventional because he has to respect him because he is a guru. So that respect has to be given automatically. Of course, if Narada had come and he hadn't given respect, it would have been a greater offense even, because Narada is the propagator of bhakti. He's a great Vaishnava and also Shakti Vaishnavatara of the Lord. But even in this case, there was offense involved because the principle is one should respect the guru, the spiritual teacher. Even though we can say that as far as teaching, Brihaspati's teachings were more on the level of Dharma than on the level of bhakti. But in any case, he has to respect the guru. So, the lesson that we learned here is that though there are certain positions and they are, even in the Varnashram system, they're given all sorts of facilities, still, these persons in those high positions also have to understand the principles of respect. So, though the system has a whole hierarchy of higher and lower, etc., still, in terms of varnas and ashramas, etc., there must be recognitions for spiritual advancement and those who teach it. That principle has to be there at all times. So in other words, that system, though it has many material aspects, because of the respect given to the spiritual teacher, there is a spiritual element within that system. So if we don't have that element at all within the system, then it is purely a material system. Even if it does have correct divisions of labor, Sudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Brahmana, etc. But it does not give respect to spiritual life at all, then it is a worthless system. So in other words, a Varna system, Varna Ashram system without any devotion in it is useless. So, now the Varna Ashram system as propagated in the Bhagavatam has great kings as the leader who make sure that it's not a material system, that it also has spiritual input. At the same time, we see that Lord Chaitanya rejected Varnashram as a lower principle. Several times we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita he rejects it as a lower principle. The Vaishnava is higher than the Brahman, and the Brahman is higher than the other castes, etc. And when the Madhva said that the Varnashram is the essence of Dharma and religion, and Lord Chaitanya rejected that. and the goals of Varnashrama are Artha Dharma Kama Moksha, and Artha Dhani says the fifth goal is Prema, separate from that. So why does he reject that system? At the same time, Lord Chaitanya did take sannyas within the system. So he rejects the system as external. That in the Varnashram system, yes, there are is respect, or should be respect, for spiritual life, etc. In that sense, it's favorable. But a large amount of that system is material. It's dealing with the gunas. In other words, the varnas are in terms of gunas, not in terms of Krishna. Material bodies. So, and the emphasis on liberation rather than bhakti in many cases. So therefore, this is considered to be secondary. Nevertheless, that system itself must have an element of bhakti in it, or it also fails. Without the mercy of the Lord, it cannot succeed. So it must have respect for the Lord also. But it is a matter of degrees. The devotee of the Lord emphasizes the bhakti aspect over everything else. And the people in the Varnashram system are stuck into those, attached to those rules and regulations. And bhakti is a little portion of that. So, therefore, Lord Chaitanya is emphasizing the fact that bhakti should be the major portion of everything. And Varnashram system or no Varnashram system, still you can succeed with bhakti. But Varnashram system without bhakti is a complete failure. So in that sense, it is somewhat extraneous to the principle of bhakti itself. So in that sense, Lord Chaitanya rejected that as the essence. It can be used, but it is not the essence of religious practice. Worshipping the Lord is the main practice. So that is the principle one should follow. So as far as kings and Indra and others are concerned, let them carry out their principles of ruling according to their gunas, etc. But they have to recognize that the basis of that system to make it work is that they have to recognize the Supreme Lord and consequently the devotees of the Lord. And if they don't do that, then their system will not work at all. So here Indra is temporarily blinded by his power, so he doesn't give respect to his guru, Priyaspati. Well, it says Manada, one should give respect to all living entities. Of course, in a general sense, that means non-violence, etc., and not interfering with other living beings and not disturbing them as much as possible. But within the Vaishnava community or the Vaishnava society, we do have rules of respect. So in the Nectar of Instruction, it says one should mentally respect anyone who is chanting the name, etc. But one who is seriously practicing, and one can actually give respects physically. And to one who's very advanced, then one actually serves the person. And that way one respects. So respect has to be given to all Vaishnavas, by Vaishnavas. That is a main principle.
श्रीमद्भागवतम की महाराज की
curry and the flour, whatever they can. So giving.
But they don't have to climb up. They don't have to have their feet up here.
Well, that's what Maharaj. The parents go. The children also go. They try. We put this barrier and we close it here. And then I mean something only for the view. Curry and food can be given there. And who display? You not go there at all.
So you don't need to stamp on that. In that case, they will not have access to only.
Yeah. You just leave 2 feet.
Because there's Hadari, no? Another Pakatra will be gone. I
then they'll climb on that. No, why should little kids climb up there anyway? If they want, they're
parents.